1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And if you've seen any type of sporting event on TV lately, or you've watched any primetime network shows, I'm sure you've seen the advertisements for 5G.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely.
The more G's, the better.
That's right. The next big thing in wireless, more 5G, G to the fifth degree.
Yeah, super speed.
There's no escaping it right now. It's everywhere you look. In fact, we call one guy to tell him he's the lucky random person that got picked out of a hat for his apartment to get a 5G upgrade.
Nice.
Oh.
But once he hears what that really means, he might want to move.
Uh-oh.
You'll understand when you hear your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Toby.
You got him.
Hi, my name is Diane. I'm one of the managers for the apartments.
Oh, hey, Diane. What's up?
Just making sure you're in unit number
364.
364. Great, great. Just what I was about to say. And I've got great news for you.
What's that?
Your apartment just got picked out of a hat for a really cool renovation.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said too.
That's so cool.
Oh, wait till you hear about it. It gets even cooler. I mean, have you seen the ads for 5G on TV?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to imagine having the technology of an entire 5G cell phone tower inside your apartment.
I'm not following.
Okay, I got a little excited. Sorry, you're right. Let me explain better. Have you seen the older cell phone towers around the city?
No.
You know, the big ones. They're really ugly. They stand out kind of in a bad way.
I guess so.
Okay. Well, now they're able to camouflage them so much better.
Wait. Are you saying that you're putting an actual cell phone tower in my apartment?
I need you to close your eyes right now, okay? I want you to imagine getting home from work and you walk into the kitchen and something is glowing in the corner. It looks like a normal fridge, but when you open it, bam! 5G antenna right there. You see it?
Are you being serious? Because it seems like this isn't real.
I know, the technology is unbelievable. I hear you, okay? They've been trying to camouflage these things everywhere, and yours is going to look like a fridge.
I mean, a fridge is pretty big.
Right, but it's not as big as an old cell phone tower.
Okay, but does that mean I'm losing my old fridge or something? I don't understand.
No, that would be ridiculous. I mean, you're going to have two fridges.
What?
One is a 5G and the other is your normal fridge.
Okay, why are you doing this?
That's a fair question, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We just feel like we couldn't pass up the opportunity to give our residents the fastest, you know, most reliable internet connection out there.
Okay.
That, and they gave us a ton of money. So there's that.
Yeah, nice. Does any of that money come to me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 5G people, they didn't forget about the little guy.
Well, that's good.
They're going to give you not one, but two $30 phone cards for international calls.
No.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
They are.
You don't understand. Like, I never asked for anything to be put in my apartment. No super technology dealing. I don't want this.
Can I ask you, I don't want to offend you, but are you a little bit older? Is that why you don't understand the technology?
You know what, Diane? You're kind of offending me right now, you know? I'm not young and I'm not old, but I'm definitely old enough to know that I don't want a 5G tower in my kitchen.
Late for that. I told you we already have the ball rolling on this. The wireless company is coming tomorrow to install it for you.
And no.
But listen, these are details that you can work out tomorrow.
Listen. No. There are no details to work out. I ain't going to be there tomorrow. That's
okay.
One problem.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, with 24-hour notice, we have keys. We can let ourselves in. But, I mean, you may want to go over with him what to do and what not to do with the 5G fridge. That's all I'm saying. Because I do know that there are some things that are a little different. Like, don't walk within 5 feet of it from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
What?
I mean, that's just peak time, right? Like you said, you're usually never there during the day, so it shouldn't affect you. But
No. I wouldn't be there tomorrow. I didn't say I'm not usually there during the day. I said I wouldn't be there tomorrow.
Well, maybe you should plan on not being there the next day either,
Listen, Diane, maybe you should plan on putting this sucker in another apartment, because I'm done. I'm not having this.
Can I be honest?
I wish you would be.
I thought your accent was charming early on, but now, kind of annoying.
I mean, what? Okay, first of all, you offend me because you call me old, and now you're saying that my accent's annoying.
I can't anymore. This is a joke. It's actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What? Are you kidding me?
Oh, but don't blame me. You got to blame your buddy, Jerry. He lives next door, apparently.
Oh, okay.
He said you were super loud the other night and kept him up, so he just called to mess with you.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, you were really freaking out about that 5G fridge. It was just two fridges.
Listen,
I didn't see what the problem
was. I'm not stocked up on my 5G milk. I don't have any.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Movin' 92.5.